We want to continue our post-debate analysis with Sherrilyn Ifill, civil rights lawyer and law professor at the University of Maryland Law School, and Ron Christie, CEO of Christie Strategies and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Hi, folks.
Hi. Hi, Farai.
So, Ron, many pundits said last night's debate was Senator McCain's last chance to change the trajectory of this race. Was that an accurate, you know, assessment, and how did he do, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think it was the last opportunity for him to change the trajectory of the race, but it was certainly one of the last opportunities that he could make the case before the entire American people, where everyone was watching him, to hear his vision, his ideology, and the direction that he'd like to take the country. And I think both Senator Obama and Senator McCain achieved what they needed to do last night. Senator McCain came across as less testy than he has in the past, and he came across as being particularly credible when he talked about economic issues, which has been something to the chagrin of many Republicans, that they haven't seen that fight and that vigor from him to talk in a straightforward manner. And I think Senator Obama did what he needed to do, which was to not get too ruffled and to not let Senator McCain get under his collar too much. So I think it was a good performance by both candidates last night.
Sherrilyn, what did you hear in terms of issues? What came up for you on the basis of how they stood on, say, abortion or the economy?
Well, it was interesting. Some of those issues were really touched on in some ways by the first time. I think that the whole issue of choice that came up at the end of the debate, and of course it's questionable how many people were still watching of undecided voters at that point, was an important moment, I think, in the debate. You know, this moment where John McCain, you know, decried this idea of the health of the mother as being, you know, almost this kind of strange, out-of-whack idea, even though it's an idea that actually is the Supreme Court's idea and is part of the law of the land under Roe versus Wade, I think for people would be an important moment, but would only be an important moment, you know, for people, I think, who already are likely to not want to vote for the McCain-Palin ticket because they are pro-choice. And so in many ways, I think that, you know, both of these candidates were shored up their base. Barack had less to do last night. He had to show up. He had to remain cool. He had to remain calm. He had to show that he was unafraid of these attacks that John McCain had been hinting he would bring to, you know, Barack all week. And I think Barack definitely did that. For McCain, he had a bigger job to do. And I actually don't think, you know, I think Ron is right. The word was performance. I don't think that anything that happened in the debate last night is likely to make or break this election. I think this election was pretty much decided 2 weeks ago when the financial crisis hit.
All right. I want to you bring up the confrontational issue, and I want to go to Senator McCain, who brought up William Ayers. He is the man who served on a board with Senator Obama and who was someone who was a domestic terrorist or domestic bomber and fairly unapologetic about it. But the question is, how close was Senator Obama to this man? Here's a bit of the exchange between Senator McCain and Obama.
Mr. Ayers, I don't care about an old washed-up terrorist, but as Senator Clinton said in her debates with you, we need to know the full extent of that relationship.
Mr. Ayers is not involved in my campaign. He has never been involved in this campaign, and he will not advise me in the White House.
Ron, when you look at the record, the fact that these two men were on the same board, a Walter Annenberg board. Walter Annenberg, of course, funding major journalism and communication schools with bipartisan boards. It's not the closest connection. Why is this a persistent issue?
Well, I think it's a question of character and it's a question of association. I mean, it is true that Annenberg had provided some nearly $60 million for grant authority, and that Senator Obama was the entity or one of the entities that was responsible for disbursing those funds, upon which Mr. Ayers was on the board. But if you look at a larger portfolio, it's William Ayers. It's looking at the Reverend Wright. First it was, he's my close spiritual pastor and minister, upon which he named one of his books after. And then it's, oh, well, I haven't heard anything from those pews. And you go on down the line of the association that Senator Barack Obama has had with a number of Americans who some might say that they've had racist rhetoric in their past, or they might have had a domestic terrorism aspect to their past, or Franklin Rains and his association there. And you start to say, how many layers of the onion do you have to peel back before Senator Obama is more forthcoming? I will say, however, that I think that Sherrilyn's right. But look, I think the Ayers issue has been raised and has been articulated. This election is going to be decided on the economy. Senator McCain, if he's going to try to make up any ground, has got to close ground by talking about the economy and his economic vision. I think these associations will do more to hurt McCain at this point than help him. He's got to talk about the economy.
Well, all right, Sherrilyn, I want to ask you about something that is related. It's this whole confrontation issue, but from a different cut. You've got Congressman John Lewis, mm-hmm. who made statements about Senator McCain, saying that essentially Senator McCain was inciting a form of hatred that was very dangerous to Senator Obama's life, as well as, you know, any political issues. That came up. What did you make of that discussion?
Well, I have to tell you, it was a really powerful, powerful moment, I think, for a lot of listeners. I actually was rather surprised at Barack Obama's response, because I think it was missing one piece, which is that, you know, much like John McCain sits in a very particular position having been a prisoner of war, so too does John Lewis in American life sit in a very particular position having been a victim of white supremacy and continuing to bear the physical and emotional scars of that. And so the whole idea that Barack Obama was now supposed to somehow rebuke John Lewis for his views of what he felt reminded him of a period that he lived through and experienced in a way that neither Barack Obama nor John McCain experienced was pretty shocking. And, you know, I think Barack Obama decided to handle it very calmly and very clearly. But what it did show by John McCain raising it is that contrary to what he said, he does care about, you know, Barack Obama's associations, because he doesn't he's not able to make real traction on the economy, which is the issue that really is the loser for him. And so he does care about raising these issues. And so when he said, you know, his feelings were hurt, it was actually interesting, Barack Obama's response, which was that, you know, the voters don't care about our hurt feelings. And it was an interesting response. Because, of course, Obama could have mm-hmm. cited John McCain's associations. He could have talked about Sarah Palin's husband, right. who's just been, you know, in a report listed as having, you know, exerted power, attempted to exert power to have her ex-brother-in-law fired, his association with the Alaska Independence
All right,
Party.
Sure.
All of that could have been brought up, but Barack chose not to do it because he doesn't have to.
All right, we have to end it there. It's always good to end on a note of civil disagreement. So with that, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barack.
Thanks for joining, bud.
That was Sherrilyn Ifill, civil rights lawyer and law professor at the University of Maryland Law School, and Ron Christie, of Christie Strategies and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Just ahead, we're going to talk about voting overseas.